Well, hello, everybody. This is Dani Johnson, and we first of all want to absolutely welcome those of you that are here for the very first time on a Monday night live call. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was a 19-year-old uneducated female who grew up in a very abusive home. I did not have a lot of confidence, obviously did not think that I would succeed or amount to absolutely anything. No one in my family had ever reached any huge success, and so why would someone like me ever reach any huge success? It took me a couple months, actually, to get the courage to get started going into business for myself. And my first 6 months, I actually, because I did not know what I was doing, I had zero direction. I did not possess the skills that were necessary to succeed. I failed miserably my first 6 months until I had heard about a training seminar that was supposed to change it all. And, I mean, you and I both have heard about stories like that, you know, those get-rich-quick type things. We've all heard about those, you know, those stories of rags to riches, and we always seem to look back and go, yeah, sure, whatever, what's the catch? Well, that's exactly what I was thinking when I heard about that first training seminar, and it was very expensive. It was way out of town. It was going to require, you know, having to travel and more expenses, and not only that, but I had some very important plans that weekend, and so the guy that told me about it, he said, if you don't go, you might as well quit now because you're just going to fail anyway. And so just, you know, put yourself out of your misery if you're not going to go and attend this training seminar. So that put a shrill up my spine. He obviously knew something that I didn't know, and so I plugged in anyway. And I found the money. I canceled plans. I had to find extra money because I had to travel. And it came out of my very first training seminar, the first 8 days that I applied the information, I wound up making $4,000. From there, I wound up bringing 11 people to my second training seminar, and those 11 got equipped and learned the same things I had learned. And the second time around, I got so much more out of it the second time around that we came out and my check jumped up to $11,000. I'm 20 years old at this point and making a ridiculous level of income. In just a few short months, I developed an income of over $50,000 and ran off on a whim and got married to somebody that I barely knew and wound up losing everything. My business had been embezzled. I wound up my bank account had been drained. My credit cards had been maxed out by my ex-husband. And I was there living on the Big Island of Hawaii, completely homeless and destitute, broken every way you could imagine. I was 50 pounds overweight. I had this huge debt. I had no income coming in, and after a couple of weeks of being homeless, I finally got a job as a cocktail waitress, hated that job, and after several weeks of being broke and homeless and a cocktail waitress, I said, enough is enough. And I started a business based on the things that I had learned the year before. Although my husband was able to steal everything from me, he was not able to steal the skills and the abilities that I had learned the year before. So I applied that same information that I had learned in those early, early weekend training seminars, and I started another business completely unrelated to the other from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. And my first 10 hours, I wound up making $2,000 from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. The next month, I worked still part-time in my new business, full-time as a cocktail waitress, and made in 30 hours $6,500. The next month, over $10,000, and finally quit my job. I got the courage to quit my job at that point. My 10th month in business for myself, my income jumped over $80,000 in 1 month. First year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, age of 23, became a millionaire for the very first time. Since then, I have earned millions of dollars working in business for myself. And it truly, the secret to my success was a system that we put together called First Steps to Success, which is a two-day training seminar where I equipped people no matter what walk of life they came from, no matter what level of skill and ability, no matter what age or religious background or whatever past they had, they plugged into a system called First Steps that literally showed them strategically, one step after another, how to build a profitable business inside of 30 days. Many of them went on to earning a six-figure income within their very first year, and some went on to becoming a millionaire inside of just a few short years. And so this is not on trial. The system of First Steps to Success is truly not on trial. We have had thousands of people go through that training seminar. We have collected over 10,000 testimonials over the last 3.5 years of working these trainings. and developing people from all walks of life, from all over the world. We've got international testimonials of people just doing truly amazing. First of all, I want to see, because I've got a couple guests that I'm going to be role-playing with tonight. Is Jody Cruz and Brian Asman on the line with me?
Yes.
Hey, Jody. Brian, are you there?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, you guys just hang tight because I'll be role-playing with you guys a little bit later. Awesome. I just want to make sure you guys are there. I'm excited to work with you. These are two premier members. They're actually in a mentoring program with me, and I'm going to be showing you how to become successful instead of just telling you how. And it's easier to do when I've got some students on the line to be able to kind of demonstrate what it is that you need to do in order to move your business forward. Now, I know that some of you are here for the very first time and somebody told you to get on the line. And you're like, what the heck for? Why am I hearing this? What does this have to do with any part of my life? Well, let me just share something with you real quick. If you go right now to a website, the website's free. It's DaniJohnson.com, which is DaniJohnson.com. Again, that's Danny, DaniJohnson.com. That is a free website that the person who invited you on this call actually stumbled upon this site. And they are using some tools on that site to be able to help them get ahead financially. Whether it is to pay off some debt or to save up some money for a long-awaited vacation or a way maybe to enhance their current career, we've got all kinds of clients. We've got nearing 90,000 clients, in fact, that 3.5 years ago that we started this website that are now partners with us on this site. Now, what does that mean? Well, some of these people that are on here are stay-at-home mothers that are looking for a way to parent better, have better relationship with their spouse, and maybe earn additional income. There's other people that work a full-time career in the corporate world who have used this site to grow in their communication skills, management skills, training skills, motivational skills, and they have been able to promote themselves up through the corporate ladder in record time. As well as we have aspiring entrepreneurs, people that want to be able to be in more control over their time, want to be able to decide the amount of income that they want to make, and they've used this website to be able to grow in their skills, learn about marketing, learn about people development and leadership development, and as well as how to finance themselves their own business and how to be able to stay out of debt, and if they are in debt, how to pay some debt off, and you'll hear about that a little bit later. So that's basically what is on that website. So no matter what you do or where you come from or you even got invited on this call, the reality is that site has information that has helped tens of thousands of other people and can clearly help you as well. And so I encourage you, go to the site now, because I'll be directing you through the site as the call continues. And towards the end of the call, I'm going to show you how to use a free site to be able to earn an income from using a free website. How can you make money using a free website? And I know some of you right now still are like, well, how does any of this apply to me? Just listen on. You might find something, one little tidbit. You're already here. You're here for a reason. Somebody invited you for a reason. There's some kind of information on this call to be able to help you. The content I'm going to be talking about, I have several clients that actually work a home-based business, and there's hundreds of you on the phone. We have about 2,500 people total on this line right now listening. And between all of us that are joined from all over the world, literally all over the world, we have Australia on the phone, we've got Europe on the phone, you've got Canadians on the phone, Asians on the phone, people from the Caribbean on the phone, and, of course, all over the United States is represented. People out there on the East Coast, it's 10:15 at night, and they've been anxiously awaiting this call. So because several of my clients that are on the phone tonight are a part of some kind of business venture, I'm going to be talking about that particular area of working with other people, that if you work, for example, in a situation where you accumulate volunteers to be able to help you get a job done, either that or even if you're in management, you're in some kind of a management position, or even if you're managing a house. I've got 5 children. I've got 2 grandchildren. I understand what it's like to manage a home, as well as married, obviously. And so this call, I'm going to give you 5 areas that are going to be able to help you manage whatever it is that you're managing better. And when you're working with people and how to keep those people on track and how to keep them moving forward is extremely important, especially if you're in some kind of a sales position. If you work some kind of a sales-type business where you are marketing a product, marketing a service, and you are marketing even franchising something, if you're franchizing a business, these 5 things I'm going to give you are really going to be helpful and crucial for you and for the business growth that you are working towards right now. Now, by the time this call is all done, I want you to ask yourself a couple key questions. Number one, was this information helpful to me? Number two, if I apply this information, will it profit me? And number three, do I feel like this was definitely worth free? This call is absolutely free to book this kind of a call with our office. It's now, our 2007 rate is $1,000. It's $1,000 to book a free to book a coaching call with us, and tonight this coaching call is absolutely free. So you want to ask yourself those questions, like, wow, was this information helpful for me? Can I profit from this information if I apply it? And number three, do I feel like I got my money's worth, which meant it was an hour of your time? But do you feel like we delivered what we promised to deliver you? I promise that the information I give you tonight, you will be able to apply it, and you will be able to profit from it. So let's get right into that content. Number one, when it comes to working with people, whether it is you're working with volunteers, let's say you work in a private little school and you guys never have any money, you need to accumulate volunteers, or you are in a business where you are in the position of going out and finding key talented individuals to bring on board your business venture so that you can move products and services out in a timely manner, or you're in management, you're in charge of somebody and in charge of making sure that you and your team gets a certain job done because there's bonuses involved. Well, number one and key that is very important is good posture. You need to realize, whether you realize it or not, you are in an influential position. And I don't care what it is that you do, whether you're a mom, you're a dad, you're in management, you are, you know, an evangelist, you have a church, whatever it is that you do, you're in real estate, you are in a position of influence if you are in a position where people actually listen to you, or you're telling them about a product or a service. You're telling them, you know, if you sell real estate, you're in an influential position. It's very important that you maintain the posture and authority that that kind of a person should have. Oftentimes, and it just blows my mind, because this is how I was when I first got started, I had no posture at all. I was 19. I was young. I was uneducated. My father told me I was fat, ugly, and good for nothing my entire life. So, you know, who am I and who's going to listen to me is exactly what I used to think. Well, obviously, I had to change that, or I never would have become a millionaire in the short period of time that I became one. And so it's very important that you maintain the posture of who you want to become. Either that, or you maintain the posture of the position that you're currently in. Here's a prime example. Like I said, I have five kids, and, you know, when I tell my sons to go clean their room, I do not have the posture of some weakling that is saying, hey, you know what, you think you might want to get around to cleaning your room? That's not how I direct my sons to clean their room. It just doesn't happen that way. It is strong posture in authority that I have earned as their mother to say, hey, it's time to go get it done. No ifs, ands, or buts. Go get it done now. There's posture there. And so same with when you're working with any kind of business field. And, again, it doesn't matter what it is that you do. You need to respond and talk to people in a way where it is a strong position. And I don't care what it is that you're marketing. Let me give you the weakest position you could be in. That's a sales position, a sales posture. Now, I'm not knocking a sales job. That's not what I'm saying at all. But if you come across like every other amateur salesperson, now you have a weakened position, and people will be repelled by you. And so how do we know this? Well, you and I have all been either to a used car lot. We've all been to one of those electronics stores. We've all been to one of those computer stores where you've got some amateur salesperson who is really trying to push you to buy something that you may not even want, or trying to push you into buying something that you were just kind of looking at. And so we've all been in that situation, and none of us want to come across that way. Not any one of us want to come across as those people that we can't stand and those people that actually we avoid. I don't want to be in that position. I certainly don't want you to be in that position. So let me help you make sure that you're not in that position. Number one, no matter what it is that you're marketing, whether you're marketing to your children, hey, you want to be responsible, you want to do good, you want to have big dreams, you want to get your homework done, because this homework someday is going to form you into being a responsible citizen who's going to do some great and mighty things someday, or you are marketing houses, or you are marketing nutritional products, or marketing legal services, or travel services, whatever it is that you're marketing, you do not want to have the posture of a salesman. Let me tell you about what that posture looks like. Number one, it looks like you are begging and convincing. It looks like you're out for yourself and not anybody else. So let me give you a different hat to wear. You're a developer. and if you're in business, you're a business developer. Either that or you're a talent scout. Well, when it comes to working with people who are already working with you, whether they're already involved in your business venture or they're already inside of your company where you're in management or whatever, you're a business developer with those people. You are not an amateur salesperson. So please do not act, walk, and talk like those people, because you're only going to repel them and they will not call you back. They will avoid you as you avoid the telemarketers that call your house. So you don't want to act or sound like any of them. Now, I know that some of you by default, I don't know why, I know I did this in the beginning, all of a sudden, I don't know what the heck I was thinking, but all of a sudden, I became a salesperson, like ridiculously. Even though I hated sales, even though that was not my thing, I started to act like what I've seen other salespeople act like, thinking that was going to work for me. Well, it didn't work for me. It flopped for me. But let me tell you, being yourself and walking in a strong posture as a business developer instead of a salesperson is going to make you more money. Now, I know that right now maybe you're like, oh, yeah, people are not calling me back, or they keep giving me some lame excuse. I've got to talk to my spouse, or I don't have the time right now, or give me a call in a couple of weeks. I can guarantee you that has to do with posture. And one of my students later is going to share what changed for her. She actually had a hard time getting people to get started in her business as a serious business developer, and something changed for her. And her posture changed, and all of a sudden she's got a ridiculous closing ratio where before she had not. And so posture is very important when you're working with people. You need to maintain that posture, the posture of this, you're here for the long haul. Please write that down. The posture of you are not here to mess around. The posture is that you are looking for those who want to go to work, those that are willing to learn, those that are willing to give it their best shot, and that are not whining. You're looking for those who are ready to just, you know, totally, completely roll up their sleeves and give it everything that they've got to be able to become successful in whatever business venture it is that they are working in. And so important that you maintain that. For example, you're going to get calls from now and again, and everybody gets these kind of calls. I don't care if you work at JCPenney's or if you work at the theater or if you are marketing some kind of a product or service. Everybody gets this. Everybody. If you've ever been in human resources, you have gotten this. Where people call in and say, you know, I'm kind of feeling under the weather, or, you know, I got some things I got to, you know, I got to get done, or, you know, my kid is sick. People call with excuses, especially people who hate their job. Have you ever noticed that? Have you ever noticed that when you are not happy in a position, in some kind of a job, that you find any excuse not to go? Isn't that so true? Have you ever been in a situation where you don't want to clean your house and you find every excuse not to clean your house? It's just the way it is. We don't like to do things that we don't want to do. And so no matter what it is that you're marketing, or no matter what kind of business it is that you're involved in, or no matter how many kids you have or don't, you have to maintain a posture that does not buckle under people's excuses. Just does not. A manager knows that when someone's calling in with some lame excuse and it's the third time he's used the excuse this month, he knows the guy ain't serious, and he has some kind of objections about the job. Number two, you want to establish a solid work ethic for you as well as the people you're working with. You want to establish that up front. You see, my husband and I have ran companies for years. We've built home-based businesses for years. We've done lots of different real estate transactions. We've done a lot of different things. We've got multiple businesses and multiple streams of income. Well, in that, I will tell you that whenever I've been in a position of bringing somebody either in a business venture with me or hiring them, we've always established up front what the expectation was for that particular profession. And we've always set up a strategic guideline for them to follow to get themselves started properly. And so with what you're doing right now, you want to establish a solid work ethic for yourself as well as the people that you're bringing on board inside of your enterprise. And so what does that look like? Well, for example, when I started in my home-based business way back when I started in that, whenever I would get somebody started with me, my whole focus was to lay out some guidelines for them. And so, for example, tonight's call. Here's a prime example. On tonight's call, I have just recently heard, right before I got on this call, in fact, I had gotten a message from somebody in our office that there's a young woman out of Southern California by the name of Christina Ray, who has a total of 38 people on this call. Why? Well, the person that actually got her started in her business venture told her, listen, Monday night call with Danny Johnson, you want to pack out the call. This young woman's been in her business for 1 week. She's not even 20 years old yet, and here she followed directions. She is teachable. She's hungry. She was told to pack out the call, and oh my, she has 38 people on this call. 26 herself. She got two other people to get people. One has 8. The other has 4. So 38 people represented for her organization, her business, either hearing this for the very first time, or that actually are looking at getting started for themselves, looking for a way to make money or whatever. She was told, this is your guideline. You want to make sure and have at least 10 people on the call Monday night. Well, this is what I will tell you. You might want to learn from that example. The person who got her started was wise, number one. Number two, Christina, incredibly wise, outrageously wise. Why? She's paying attention to people who have what she wants. She's following directions and following through. And if you're one of the 38 listening right now and you're working with this brand new woman, you are seriously, could not put yourself in a better position than what you're in right now. So a guideline, establish a work ethic. Oftentimes when people get started, for example, working for themselves, even I remember when I became a mom for the first time and I was home with my kids, man, woo, you got to set up a schedule. Otherwise your day flies by and you wonder what the heck you actually accomplished that day. Well, being in business is no different. The day could lead you or you could lead it. I will guarantee you, if you are leading the day, your day is going to be much more productive, much more profitable. But if the day is leading you, I will guarantee you, you will be so tired, you will accomplish not much, not squat, not much to even think about being squat, and totally lay down that day and go, oh, I got nothing done. So it's important that you establish the work ethic that you decide to work. So what does that look like? Well, if you're brand new, listen to me right now. We've had thousands, and I mean thousands of people plugging in every week on this call. Why? Well, some of them, they glean training from it. Others, it's that shot in the arm that they need. Others, it keeps them focused on what they should be focusing on. They're waiting for that one piece of information that they needed to hear to start their work week, which is why we do it on a Monday night. And so each week, if I'm getting somebody started in my enterprise, well, how do I do that? Well, Monday night, I want you to open up your calendar, and let's say that I got Jody started. Jody, here's the deal. Every Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, write this down. We have an appointment with Danny Johnson live on this conference call. Write down the number into your calendar right now. Let's say that you have other presentations taking place on a Tuesday or Thursday, or you got a Saturday weekly training. You want to have them put that in their schedule. You also want to ask them, okay, how many hours per week do you want to be able to work your part-time enterprise? Well, if they say 20 hours a week, okay, great. What do those hours look like? What days? Go ahead and mark that in your calendar right now. These are your work hours, and this is what you want to do in those work hours. So if you don't know what to tell them what to do in those work hours, let me help you out. First of all, baby step, here's a little crumb. If you go on the website right now, okay, and you fill out that membership form, it's totally free. You fill out that free membership form. It's going to take you into the members area. In that members area, you're going to come to a link in the free area where it says quick start training calls. Okay? That's exactly what you tell them to do. If you're smart, you will go ahead and tell them what those calls say. But if you are wise, you are wise, you will just direct them to that website and let the call tell them what to do so you can spend time building your business and becoming more profitable instead of spending an hour, which I've already spent, telling them what they should be doing. And so on that, that's free for you. I just told you in the very beginning of this call, I promised you, I will show you a way towards the end of the call how to use a free website and make it profitable for you. Well, that site just saved you time. Not only that, you had a multimillionaire telling the people you're working with what they should be doing, how they should be doing it, as well as on that call, I edify you, the person that brought them on those calls. And so use the site to make you money, either that or you can learn the information and tell them that information. Totally up to you. Personally, I just rather send people a site and let them learn it themselves. So anyway, you want to establish a good, solid work ethic, and this is very important. Number three, you want to immunize and continuously remind them of their goals. What does it mean to immunize? Well, here's the reality. The reality is when people get started off in a new venture, you know what? They're between excited and scared to death. That's where they're at. You might be there right now. You're really excited, but, is it really going to work? You're really excited about the possibility of being able to go on some amazing vacation to Bora Bora, but you're like, can I do it? You might be really excited about the chance to get out of debt, but you're like, oh, man, what will my friends think? You're in between both of those places, and you probably vacillate on a daily basis in between each one of those spots, and that's okay. I did the same thing. In fact, many of the millionaires that I've helped to raise up did the same thing. And it's okay. Just understand you're going to get past that as long as you continue to do things like what you're doing right now. Showing up on this Monday call. Plugging into things like First Steps to Success, a powerful two-day training seminar that takes you up to a very fast level of skill, a very fast and profitable level of ability, a very fast and profitable ways of strategies to help you work your business, and not only that, how you can help an amazing amount of people. So, immunize is this. We all know, and this is important. Now, for example, Jody, why don't you come out with me? I'm going to role play with you right now. If I was getting Jody started, Jody, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, so if I'm on the phone with Jody and I'm just now getting Jody started and it's the next day and we're working through her training call, for example, you can find that information on the site, again, in the Quick Start training area. And I'm doing her homework assignment with her, which you'll find out what that is on the site. Again, go there now. It's free. Just click on that, fill out that form while we're talking right now. You and I both know you will forget if you write it down to go do it later. You're going to go get busy doing something. So if I've got Jody on the phone and Jody and I are, you know, it's the next day. I've just gotten her established in a home-based business. She's gotten her business pack in. She's got her list of resources. She's got some goals. By the time I go through the end of all of that, I'm going to say to her, now, Jody, I want you right now to imagine, you know, let's say that you went into, you know, any kind of business, some kind of, I don't know, maybe you started a restaurant or something like that. I have a question for you. If you were to start a restaurant and you had no advertising budget, how in the world would you let everyone know in your community that you started this restaurant?
I would just tell people I know, so my friends and family, and ask them to spread the word.
Okay. So is it possible that you would invite some of your friends and family members down to the restaurant and they would, like, some of them just never show up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's possible, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, does it have anything to do with your restaurant?
No.
No. But maybe they're busy, right?
Right.
Maybe they got other things going on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so, and is it possible that some that actually do show up, they don't like your food, or they don't like the colors in the restaurant, or they don't like the smell? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yes.
Absolutely. Okay, and so there are some that, you know, they're going to be picky, and they might not like that, right? And so that's possible that it will happen. Is it also possible that you may have some that will come, like your food, and never tell anybody about it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And is it also possible that you have some that will come, they will enjoy your food, they'll enjoy it so much that they will say, oh my gosh, and they go home and they tell everybody about your food and say, you got to go see Jody's restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now let me ask you. Now that just seems pretty common, right?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. If you had people not show up, would that hurt your feelings? And would you close up your shop? You just spent $100,000 getting your business started. Would you say, I quit because these five people over here won't show up?
No.
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 Okay, would you close up shop if you had, you know, 25 people come and say they don't like it?
No.
Would you close up your shop if you had 100 people come and never tell a soul about it?
No.
Would you close up shop if you only had two come, love it, and tell other people about it?
No, I wouldn't close.
So what would you do?
I would just keep telling people and keep serving the people that come.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Well, Jody, guess what? No matter what business venture you get started in, guess what? No matter if it's a restaurant, it's a pet store, it's a skating rink, or it is the nutritional business that you just got started in, those scenarios are going to happen no matter what kind of a company you start. And so just understand that as we start on your on-the-job training, and we begin to help you build a successful business, you will have some that will not come and look at it. You will have some that will come but never do anything with it. You'll have some that will come, maybe become one of your clients of your products, and never tell a soul about it. And then you will have some that will come, participate in those products, become believers in that product, and send you referrals like crazy. So it's just like no matter what kind of business you get started in, that is the scenario that you're facing. So just as you would not close up shop on that $100,000 investment you made in a restaurant, you will not close up shop on this new business venture that you started in your health and nutrition business as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Okay, cool. So let's time out here. So what I just did is I immunized Jody. I told her, I made it, and Jody, let me ask you this. When I was bringing you through that example, does that just make sense?
Yes, I just, that makes so much sense, and I'm definitely going to be doing that with my people. That was awesome.
And so what did it make you feel like? Did it kind of put you at ease? If you were a brand new person, it kind of put you at ease and go, yeah, that just makes sense, no matter what I would
tell. Yeah, I think it totally would make them feel, they wouldn't have the rejection that they would have had otherwise.
That's right. And so what do I mean by immunized? Now, Jody, I know you have like 6 kids or something like that, right?
8.
Sorry. Okay, so you got 6 kids. Did you take them through an immunization at all? Any of them?
You mean immunization shots?
Yes.
Actually, no, but I breastfed them, so they got a lot of good immunities that way.
Okay, there you go. Okay, well, you know how immunization works, right? So the poliovirus,
right.
And I'm not a promoter of immunizing at all. But what I'm saying is that whenever, now it's hilarious how this works, whenever you want to immunize somebody against, let's say, malaria, they give you a small dose of malaria. For example, I just heard a story just yesterday. People that are allergic to poison oak. I heard about a woman in my area that eats a tiny, tiny, tiny little piece of poison oak at the very beginning of the season, and she no longer gets poison oak for that season. So once a year, she's got to eat this little tiny piece. Why? You infect yourself with a tiny little bit of the negative part, right? And it builds an immunity against the disease. Well, let me tell you this. After all these years doing what I do, and after all these years of raising people up, again, every age you can imagine, every race you can imagine, both male and female, every kind of background from, like, 9th grade education to those that have PhDs and multiple MBAs, I've worked with every kind of person you can imagine. And what I will tell you is that everybody meets a point of discouragement. Everybody meets a point of where they wonder if it's going to work. They all reach a point whether or not they feel like it's really, really going to happen for them. Everybody does. I don't care who they are. Mm-hmm. Well, what I just did, what the scenario I just gave Jody was, we told her, hey, listen, no matter what you do, you're going to have some people that are going to like it and some that don't. You can't change that. We're just looking for the ones that do like it. And so that kind of sets her up. Okay. So then when she invites some people and they don't show, she's like, oh, yeah. And I have something to remind her about and say, hey, Jody, remember? We talked about, you know, if you had this restaurant, would you invite some and some not show? Oh, yeah. Well, this is the same. It's no big deal. So it ties to something that's just simple common sense. So that's very, very important. And you remind them about that, which is what I just said. So number 3 was immunize and remind. Number 4 is to encourage and believe in them. I cannot tell you. I was just on just last week on a mentoring call with our elites. And these are all 6-figure and above income earners on this particular call. And as we were working with them, one of the particular individuals that I had worked with many, many years ago who became a millionaire in his 20s, he was on the call and he just said, man, he said, encouragement, I would say, above, you know, above everything else. He said, and this is a hard thing to say. He says, I learned so much out of First Steps. I got so much out of Creating a Dynasty. And those things with this thing of encouragement really kept me moving forward. And so I know even for me, you know, the first few people that I encountered early on in my career that, you know, that were very successful that would say a word of encouragement to me, like, hey, listen, I think you've got it. I think you're doing a great job. I think you, I see some talent in you. I want you to just stay focused and put your head down, and I believe in you. Whenever I would have those kind of rare, I mean, shoot, I think I had 2, you know, in 5 years or something like that. I held on to that with everything I had, and that gave me the courage to move forward. I don't know if you know what the word encourage means, but it means to impart courage on somebody else. And so it's important that you do that. It's important that you encourage and believe in the people that you're working with. You know what? Don't focus on everything that's bad, that they're not doing right, and they're not moving fast enough. That is only going to discourage, which means take away courage out of them. It takes it out of you. It's really important. You see somebody doing something that is moving in the right direction, no matter what it is that you do professionally, you see them making a move in the right direction, you tell them that. You absolutely tell them that. Number 5, and my final point on this, is don't focus on who's whining. You want to focus on who's doing. Listen, there's always more whiners than there are doers. And if you could just be okay with that fact, you're going to build a very successful future. But if you are focusing on the whiners, I can guarantee you they are robbing your time. They are draining your energy. They are discouraging you, and they're making you question your own future. The bottom line is, and I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt I would not be where I'm at today if it wasn't for my God giving me a second chance on life. and directing me to becoming an entrepreneur and putting me in front of people that could show me a few things here and there, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I had not learned from who I learned from and done what I had done, I wouldn't be talking to you today. There's no question. And there were times in my life where I focused on the whiners. And oh my gosh, you want to talk about a horribly debilitating day. You want to talk about being on top of the world for 1 minute and then talking to somebody who's a whiner and just feeling like you've been dropped out of an airplane, and this is not fun. Some of us have jumped out of planes, it seems fun. But no, I'm talking about a bad day, jumping off a cliff. No, thank you. This sucks. No, this is not going to work for me. And so the thing I want to tell you is you've got to focus on who's doing, not who's whining. Whiners are a dime a dozen. If you are from Australia, that's someone who whinges, as they call it, a whinger. Someone who whinges, someone who whines, murmurs, complains, someone that's always focused on what isn't going right and bad and it's not working, it's not going fast enough. You cannot put your focus on those people. You have to put your focus on who's doing. Who's doing is who you got to focus on. So here's what I want to do for just a second. You're going to encounter people throughout your career that they're going to go in and out of encouragement and discouragement. It's just life. It's just the way it is. You're going to have kids. Kids are going to go in and out of times of being good and not being good. You're going to have times with people in your life. You're going to have times with your spouse where everything is awesome, wonderful, and passionate, and other times where you just cannot stand that person. Can't wait to get away from them. It's just life. It's just the way it is. And the sooner you learn how to deal with that kind of stuff, the better your life is going to be. Well, in business, you're going to have to learn how to be on top and one step ahead of those that give you objections about a number of different things. Like, for example, right now, let me just kind of say this out for you right now. I got to let you guys know because I'm so excited. I have a list in front of me, and this list of people I'm about to read to you are actually running on a contest right now. And, for example, this weekend is Baltimore, Maryland. We're doing a First Step to Success in Baltimore, Maryland. I have not been to the East Coast, the upper northern East Coast, for almost 2 years. Don't know when I'll be going back either. It's taken me almost 2 years to get back to the northern. Last time I was in Boston, the last time I was on the upper East Coast, and that was literally almost 2 years ago. And so for those that are on the East Coast, anywhere near Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, Maryland, Virginia, Georgia, gosh, New Jersey, New York, Maine, I mean, all of those areas, Connecticut, shoot, Ohio, any of that area in the upper East Coast, they are crazy not to be plugging into that particular event. But that's okay if you want to be crazy, that's fine. But there's a group of people that are moving through and gaining posture and are focused in an area right now that's really strong. But what I want to tell you is that they also are dealing with objections from other people. But let me tell you, these are people who have been able to get over objections with a couple people just right off the bat. Now, if I call your name right now, it means you've got two people registered for First Steps to Success coming up in Baltimore. Now, why am I saying that? Well, there's a contest. The top 10 will wind up with in a private luncheon with Mr. Hans Johnson and myself. Hans is a tried and proven millionaire. He's an incredible internet marketer. He has built ridiculous amounts of successful businesses, has an amazing international reputation. It's not very often, number one, that he ever even puts himself in an intimate setting with people, number one. He's one of those kind of guys that much rather be by himself building his business instead of being in front of anybody. So he's sectioned off an hour and 15 minutes of his time to spend in this meeting with this top 10, as well as myself. Now, to get an hour and a half of coaching with me, it's about $1,500. And so we're going to have a small group, intimate group of people. The top 10 promoters of First Steps to Success will be meeting in this room. Well, we've been doing this last couple months, and we have watched the checks, the income, the business growth of the top 10 for the last couple months, and it is astronomical what has happened in these people's businesses. Well, those that I'm going to read your name right now, you are so close to being in the top 10 because you cannot even imagine. Number one, he's got it. Well, as far as I know. But so far, number 10 is so debatable at this point. So if I call your name, this is what, you're doing an amazing job. Wanda White, Stephanie Johnson, Sherry Snyder, Rick Bufkin, Renee Heikela, Patty Fox, Melanie Mills, Maudi Burton, Jody Malinowski, Diane Miller, Jennifer Crippens, Cynthia Sauer, Catherine Rupp, Brenda Norig. You guys all have two people registered for First Steps. You're like, so? I mean, is that going to get me in? Well, as it is right now, we've got a tie for number 10, and they all have three. That's where we're at right now. Number 10 has a huge tie, and they brought three people, which means that the number 10 spot that has three, they're very volatile right now and could easily lose that spot. But as it is right now, they're in that spot. So let me read you who has three people going this weekend into Baltimore. Angie Lyle, Patty Ivey, Kent Mack, Debbie Shank, Cynthia Sauer has three, Cynthia Sauer, who, by the way, was in the top 10 last month also. So amazing, Cynthia. You're just cranking it out. Tiffany Bostick, Stephanie Swaney, Matt and Deborah Phillips, Heidi Metcalf, and Ken and Dottie Anderson. All of these people, now there will be a tiebreaker, and I won't tell you how the tiebreaker works, but all of these people have three people going this week in a first set. They're in the most volatile position as it is right now. To protect that position, you might want to go get a couple more to make sure that you move up higher in the ranks. Now, here's the rest. Here's who has four people going. These people, again, they're in the top 10 right now with just four brand-new first-timers to first steps. This doesn't count graduates that you're bringing. This counts first-timers. Margie Remmer, Carl Grahl, Jose Castillo, and Sharon Gold. You each have four. Then we have now close to the top, number two or number three, Pete Denning and Jean Sterner. Jean last month also was in the top 10. I think she was number three. And she was, it was her very first time to first steps, and she brought 15 people, her very first time to first steps. And so here we got Pete Denning with seven, Jean Sterner with seven. And then our number one spot so far, contest isn't over until Saturday morning, Nigel Branson. Dang, this guy does not quit. It's been 3 months. He has put himself in the top of every contest that's been run from our office. Now, what does that mean? These people have heard from the people they've invited to First Steps things like, well, it's not a good weekend. They've heard, I don't know, I've got too many other things going on. Or let's say that they've even had some of these people not show up to a business presentation. They've even had some people throw up some kind of an objection that they thought the seminar was too expensive, or they thought the packaging of their business was too expensive, or they thought the authorship was too expensive. All of these people I've just mentioned are clients who have shown results in helping people move through those kinds of objections. How have they done that? That's a whole nother long conversation. But let me help you. I will tell you, number one, you've got to make sure you maintain good posture. Number two, you establish them on a solid work ethic, and you tell them up front what it is that you need them to do. Tell them that they need to go to First Steps to Success. Don't be afraid to tell them the truth. If they want to take 6 months of a learning curve off their business, if they want to make more money faster, they want to help more people than they ever imagined, they want to get themselves closer to that beautiful vacation they want to do, they want to pay off debt fast, they want to be able to learn strategic ways to build a business so that they're not frustrated like they are now, or they're not dealing with objections like, I need to talk to my spouse, or I don't have the money, or, you know, call me in 2 weeks. If they want to do, if they want to get over those things, then plugging into First Step to Success is the quickest way to learn. Now, there's other slower ways to learn. Let me give you the slowest way to learn. DannyJohnson.com, free website. It's a way to learn, no question. You can learn some amazing things on that website, no doubt about it. You can learn how to get out of debt. You can learn how to manage your time. You can learn how to communicate more effectively with people. You can. You can do all of that stuff on the free website, and it's ready and available, and I encourage you to go there. The second, a little faster way, not so slow, but another way that you can, and why is the first way slower? Because you got to sit there with your computer and listen. That's why. The second way that's a little quicker is there's a number. In fact, on the left-hand side, you'll see it says Tools, Success Tools. Click on it. You can do that whether you're a member or not. Click on Success Tools. See right there, you see a script book. You see a script book and audio. There's actually two script books. Okay, well, great. Have you ever been in a situation where you don't know what to say to people? Well, it's okay. There's a book right there that gives you word for word what to say to people no matter what it is that you're doing, no matter what it is that you're marketing. In fact, there's a script in there that will give you the words on how to help somebody make a decision. How to close somebody on your on the product that you're marketing or close them on the business that you're doing. Well, what do I mean by that? Well, I use that same script on closing my kids on getting good grades. I use that same exact script on my husband to buy me pearls. Whatever it is, I also have used that script to help my clients set bigger goals and go after them, kind of like Carmen, who was a, you know, started a very successful business, $720,000 a year business. She was a little scared to start a second office. Well, she grew a business to $1.8 million. That's incredible. Use that same exact script to help her make a decision that was best for her. It wasn't a decision that benefited me. It was a decision that benefited her and her income. Right now on track to do $3.7 million this year. And so that there's a script for everything you can imagine in there. I mean everything. I don't care what it is that you're marketing. There's scripts in there that you can use towards what you're doing. So that's a success tool. That's a tool that's going to help you grow a little bit faster. As well as Live in North Carolina. There's Prospect and Close Your Way to Millions, a whole 7-hour training course. Between those three items I just mentioned, those three items are a training course on how to prospect like a professional. Those are some things can help you learn a little faster. There's DVDs. You know, there's the dynamic duplication. If you scroll down a little bit more, you see the red and black dynamic duplication right there. 6 solid hours of video, being able to watch and hear. We're talking strategies, communication skills, strategic momentum building skills, business management skills, motivational skills. All of that's on those DVDs. That's all in there. And so there's a number of different things in there. There's a bunch of other secrets, insider secrets that's in there about how to really set up a blueprint for your business and how to make that work and kick out profits for you. All that stuff's on there. So that stuff's designed to help you move a little bit faster. But in all reality, the quickest way is first steps to success in creating a dynasty. Those creating a dynasty is the advanced level. That particular workshop is bar none, hands down, according to our clients, the absolute most powerful, most strategic, best seminar that they've ever been to. And so I'm going to stop talking about that right now. Jody, why don't you come on out and tell us actually, Brian, I'm going to have you come out first. Brian, come on out and just tell us you're a client of ours. You're in the Premier program. Tell these people that are listening. Some of them are here for the very first time. Some have been here week after week, month after month, year after year. Tell them how you're doing.
Well, Danny, prior to getting started in my home business, I worked 14 to 16 hours a day. My wife and I ran a 3,000-acre farm and ranch. It was really supposed to be to life, but I was just burnt out, stressed out, in debt, and because of the time commitments and responsibilities to run that operation, it really left no time for vacations or quality time with my wife and two young sons. Plain and simply, it was really life going nowhere fast. I needed a way out. I got started in my home business at the premium package. It positioned me to earn maximum profits, and I really floundered at first. It only provided marginal success because I really didn't know how to build a successful home business. That all changed when I found out about DannyJohnson.com. It had a proven track record of establishing 6- and 7-figure income earners since plugging into your website and monthly training systems called First Steps to Success. On a monthly basis, our business has grown, just about doubled, over $22,000 per month on a regular volume basis. We've been able to pay off over $160,000 worth of debt. I've been taught communication and life skills that have allowed me to rekindle a thriving relationship with our family and enable us to travel abroad. I suggest that everyone on the call get started at the top package, get registered for the next First Steps to Success in Baltimore, Maryland, April 14th and 15th, so that you can start making some serious profits. And also qualify yourself to attend the Dynasty Leadership Training, which is in Minneapolis, Minnesota, May 25th, 26th, and 27th, and that will truly explode your business.
Brian, man, I'm just blown away about what you have done and your wife have done. It's such a pleasure and an honor to see you guys. In fact, you guys brought both your gorgeous young boys. I think, where was it, to Chicago?
It was to Dallas.
To Dallas, man. And that was just amazing. They sat there just totally paying attention. I think one of them was taking notes. They were 7 and 9, right, or something like that?
8 and 10.
8 and 10. I was close. I was absolutely close. And that's just powerful.
Amazing.
Now, tell us why. Why in the world would you encourage people to go to Creating a Dynasty?
It really is. First Steps to Success is First Steps. Dynasty is where the rubber hits the road, where you can take what you've learned and implemented and take it to a whole nother level of understanding, of communication, of leadership development, how to get it really into action.
What do you say to the people that right now, because, you know, Baltimore is this weekend, what do you say to those people right now saying this is just short notice?
Oh, gosh. We've had people that decided the day before to go.
And what happened?
They created income. Every event has grown our business and has grown their business, and most importantly.
That is so dang exciting. Hey, thank you so much, Brian, for giving us that tip. Hey, Jody Cruz, come on out and tell us what's going on.
Okay. Well, prior to getting started in my business, I was a stay-at-home mom. I have 8 children. My husband's working a 70-hour week. We had no vacations, and we're actually paying bills with credit cards. So I borrowed the money, started at the top package, and in my first 4 months, I made $4,500 and won an all-expense-paid cruise for two. I then went on to make over $100,000. But then my team and I plugged into Danny Johnson, your training system, and after that, I've been able to eliminate $523,000 of debt. I went from closing zero business builders to 50% and have watched my team explode as a direct result of your seminars. I've also been to 6 First Steps and 2 Dynasties, and every time I go, I learn and grow and bring people with me. One of my team members went to First Steps and Dynasty and that next month, and she grew her business 400%. Another team member won the incentive at your First Steps and got the 94 names that weekend, and she is the one of the top enrollers in our team and just won another cruise with our company. So for you who are listening, I just want to say get started now with the top package. Register for Danny's First Steps in Baltimore, April 14th and 15th. Do whatever it takes to get there and bring others with you. It will dramatically change your life, and you will not recognize your life a year from now. I just praise God for you, Danny and Hans, and I just thank you. It has increased my faith so much.
I'm blown away. Now, no one has an excuse. This woman has 8 kids. She has found a way 8 times to leave the 8 kids found some kind of child care, to come to a training seminar to learn how to pay over $500,000 worth of debt off. Friends, I don't know about you. I mean, that's obviously is building a heritage for her family. She obviously has grown an income. No one has an excuse. No one has an excuse. I don't care what you do. 8 kids, a homeschooling mom, how challenging is that to be able to leave and come and get equipped? Not only that, but from what I understand, Jody, your whole family's involved.
Yep, my mom and my dad and my sister. My sister and I work this together. We go to every First Steps together and the Dynasties and my brother. And it's just incredible. It's a whole family business, and we all love it and do it full time. So.
And how many kids does your mom and dad have?
They have 4 kids, but they have 29 grandchildren, and we're all doing, I mean, all 4 of us kids are doing this business.
With them?
Yeah.
Which is just profound. Absolutely profound.
And all of the grandchildren, they want to do it, so it's just so exciting. In fact, I brought my daughter to the last First Steps, and she was just loving it. She's starting her business now.
How old is your daughter?
She's 13.
Wow. What an awesome heritage to pass on to your kids. That's just so incredible. And your parents have made just ridiculous amounts of money, from what I understand. They're earning around $500,000 a year, building a business from home.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. If you people were to look at her parents, you'd go, uh-uh. Totally non-pretentious, sweet, humble, as humble gets people. People that you just, you know, they're like your neighbors. They're like everybody's neighbor, and there they are, $500,000 a year. Like, oh, my gosh, you have to be kidding me. And they plug in every month. They're in our elite program, just amazing people. And I'm just so proud of them for getting all 4 of their kids started in business and teaching those kids how to earn an incredible income and paying off debt and all of that kind of stuff. So you know what? At this point, there's not much more for me to say. I asked you a question at the very beginning of this call. I said, number one, that I wanted you to ask yourself 3 key questions. Number one, is this information beneficial to me? Number two, if I use this information, can I profit from it? And number three, do I felt like I got what I was promised? I promised you that I would give you some information that you could use to apply to matter what it is that you're doing. I talked about everything you can imagine from kids all the way to a career in the corporate world to becoming an entrepreneur. I gave tidbits of information absolutely free, and these calls generally cost $1,000, and it was absolutely nothing but the toll call for you to jump on the line today. Now, I know that there's a few of you that are going to use this information, and there's a few of you that won't. There's a few of you that you couldn't get past my voice and sitting there judging my voice or analyzing whether or not I was real or right or, you know, if this was all scripted or whatever. You missed some incredibly valuable information. But no matter what I say at this point, there are 3 types of people. The first type person is the one that says thanks but no thanks. You know what? We totally understand, and we just want to bless you. And I hope you find a way to get to where it is that you want to go. And I hope you're not one of those people, like 98% of the population, that thinks somehow, some way, that you're going to be okay financially when it's all said and done. Unfortunately, 98% of the population is dead or dead broke at the age of 65, depending on their family, friends, and federal government for their main source of income. I hope that you do not wind up on that path. I hope that you find some way to get yourself on a financial path, whether it's paying off debt. And mind you that in Baltimore this weekend, there's going to be hundreds and hundreds of people learning how to pay off debt. Even if they never increase their income, that on the current income they're earning right now, how to be out of debt completely, including their mortgage, in 5 to 7 years. And so if nothing else, that information alone will pay for itself. And the training seminar is a ridiculous amount of $397. Give me a break. $397, learn how to pay off your $30,000 of debt or your $300,000 of debt. I think that's pretty much worth it. The seminar is completely 100% money-back guarantee. So you got nothing to lose besides your debt. That's it. At all. If you come and you feel like you didn't learn anything, we will give you your money back, no questions asked. And so if you are that first type person, you know what, go to the site, maybe just get familiar with it. There's a video on the site. If you go to DannyJohnson.com/video, you'll find a video that maybe you might be able to gather some information from. I encourage you to do that. The second type person is the one that says, you know what, I need to think, to contemplate, to reevaluate, to consider. I understand where you're at completely. That's where I was. Terrified to make a decision because I didn't want to make a mistake. And maybe you're not terrified. You're just, you know, you don't want to make a mistake. And that's okay. I understand where you're coming from. But if you are a real, true, think-it-over kind of person, and here's what you have standing in the balance right now. Hanging in the balance is this: your kids and your future. Your family's future is hanging in the balance. And you know that you got on this call for a reason. And I'm not saying, you know, hey, step up and do something right now. What I am saying is this: if you're a real, true, think-it-over person, because you understand the gravity of doing nothing, you understand the gravity of hoping things are going to stay the same, I encourage you to go here right now. Number one, become a member on the site. But in your browser, type in DannyJohnson.com/video. There's two videos that are going to pop up there. Watch them. Right after this call, just go ahead and watch them. Make sure you get registered as a member first. Check out the videos. Then what I want you to do, you see on the right and the left-hand side of the website on the columns, I want you to read those. Read about 50 of them if you want to. They're all testimonials. Check those out. And just know that all the products that are on that site and that training seminar are totally money-back guaranteed. Risk-free trial. I don't care if it's a year from now. Risk-free trial. You'll get your money back if you feel like it was information that did not help you. So you got nothing to lose. And so I encourage you, go ahead, think it over. Think it over with the information in your hand. Think it over this weekend in Baltimore. Really sit through the entire 2 days and go, man, I can use this and I'm going to apply it. Or you'll say, you know what, I can't use any of this and I'm so glad I came, because I don't want to start any kind of a business, or I don't want to improve my life, or I don't want to move myself up in my corporate job. That's okay. That's totally fine. If that's what you want to do, we will absolutely hand you your money back, no question asked. Number three person, you're the one we're looking for. You're the one that says, you know what, I don't care if it's short notice. I don't care what it takes. I can't wind up broke at 65. I don't care how long it takes. I know that I'm on a path that is going to continuously put me in debt, and I'm tired of hoping that things are going to work out. I have to start making sure things are going to work out. Well, if you're that person and you're ready to get yourself out of debt, you're ready to start living your life to where you can take your family on a vacation if you want to, you can spend more time with your wife and your kids or your husband, you are tired of telling your kids, we can't afford those shoes, we need to go back to Walmart, or use your sister's hand-me-downs. If you're tired of being at the grocery store and looking at two cans of beans, one for 39 cents, one for 49, and you pick the lesser brand and you don't even like the taste. If you're tired and sick and tired of somebody telling you what to do and telling you what time you got to show up, if you're absolutely ready to live your life instead of it living you, here's how I know if you're really real and not a poser. Go right now to DannyJohnson.com. Fill out the membership form. Become a free member on that site. And if you're a true number three person that says, yes, I see it, it makes sense, this is what I've been asking for, this is an answer to prayer, I've been looking for direction, I've been looking for a way to improve my life, then click on events and fill out the registration form for First Step to Success. I will know when I go on my computer right now and I see if your name comes through on that site that you registered for Baltimore, because you and I both know. You register now, that means you stood up against procrastination, that you refuse to agree with the procrastination. Oh, I'll wait till next time. That's procrastination, and that's probably how you've wound up where you're at right now, and I know that you don't want to stay there. You're not on this call to stay the same. You're on this call to move your life forward. This is not by chance, and it's not by accident. So fill out the registration form. Work out the details later. As you heard Brian, he's had people make a decision the night before. We've seen people fly all night long, hear about it on a Thursday, fly all night long across the country to go. We have people flying from London, from Australia. We have people flying from all over the world coming to Baltimore this weekend. Why? Because it works. Because people get results. Because the testimonials are the documentation that there's secrets in that seminar that have helped people to have serious financial breakthroughs as the ones you've heard about tonight. Serious marital breakthroughs, as you heard about some tonight. So I encourage you, I will know when I go on my computer, I'm going to get on my computer right now. I'm going to see if your name comes through, then I know that you are a rare breed of people and you are ready to step up. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to give you two websites. Number one, if you're running in on this contest and you want to be in that top 10 on Saturday, this weekend, on Sunday for that luncheon, go to DannyJohnson.com/support and submit a ticket in the contest department. If you are planning on competing, you need to bring the documentation that you are competing, meaning bring the email receipts of your people that you brought, they registered for the first time. Bring that documentation Friday night for registration, and we'll do the final tallies Saturday morning, and we'll know who the top 10 winners are. Make sure you bring that documentation so that we can make sure and get you into that top 10 contest. Number one gets a one-on-one coaching appointment. We also would love to hear from you about how this call has affected you. Go to telldanny.com. Give us your feedback. Let me know if anything helped you. Let me know if you're going to apply it. Let me know how this has had an impact on you tonight, just right here. So go to telldanny.com. But for the number threes, go now, get yourself registered. I cannot wait to meet you this weekend. I cannot wait for you to embrace what is coming forward. You will not recognize your life a year from now. I'm going to open up the lines right now, and if you are going to Baltimore, Maryland this weekend to First Steps to Success, I want you to yell out your name and the state you're calling from on a count of three. If you are going to Baltimore, Maryland this weekend, just scream out your name and where you're calling from. One, two.
Invalid. Invalid.
Dilly, Wisconsin.
Kathy
from Virginia.
Maryland.
Gloria, Palm Bay.
Thanks for calling. Hey, folks, that concludes our call again. If you'd like to give us input on the call, telldanny.com. If you want to run in on this contest with us this weekend, and those of you on the East Coast, man, you could just crank it out hard right now. DannyJohnson.com/support. Submit a ticket in the contest department. Let us know that you're competing. Let us know how many people you've got already coming or how many you plan on bringing. And bring your documentation Friday night. Other than that, my friends, I can't wait to see you guys on Saturday morning, bright and early, 9 a.m. sharp, and free bonus night Saturday night that starts at 7 p.m. sharp. So God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon. I'm over for the opening up the lines. Everybody say good night and God bless.
Valid.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.